Hey everyone, it's Norm Ferrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Microbrands. Lunch with Norm. Lunch with Norm. Okay, so hopefully I am live. I just had a message pop up and say that I had to log into my account. But anyways, we'll try this again. Kelsey, if you can't hear me or if you can't see me, let me know.
We're good. Don't worry about
it. Okay, good.
Everything's going well. Okay. Happy Friday.
Beardos. Happy Friday, everybody. Hey, I've got my very good friend and business partner from PR Reach. We're going to be talking about how to put together an incredible press release or content for that matter. Anyways, stay tuned. We're going to have Shane Oglow on in 2 seconds. And See, there we go again. There we go again. This bloody new camera. What am I going to do with it? There we go.
We're off to a great start.
Yep.
I'm loving it.
Okay, Happy bring Friday. Shane in then, or let's talk.
No, okay. Whoa. Let's slow down.
I got to fix my camera.
All right.
Pull me off.
Okay, you fix your camera. I'm going to take over for a second.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are enjoying your week. How's your Friday going? Norm, are you good?
No.
Good to go. Cheers. Where are you watching from?
Look at my
from?
Glasses. They're steamed.
All right. So if you're watching right now, you can smash those like buttons. If you're watching from YouTube, especially hit that little red subscribe button and ring that bell. We're close to 800 subscribers, but we'd really like to get there. So I'm going to throw in the link there. So even if you're watching from Facebook, if you could just go over and hit that button, that'd be much appreciated. We also have just a couple more days left in our two contests. So the one is our AirPod Pro contest. I'll put the link in the description box. It's very simple. You just enter your email address. That's it. The more places you share it to, the more entries you get. And then the other one is our beard contest, specifically for the Lunch with Norm Facebook group. So head over there. All the rules are in there. I think I saw a post with Mark, and it was fantastic. So if you haven't looked at it yet, hashtag LWN Beard Nation. And Norm, are you good yet?
Almost.
Okay. All right. I'm still here.
There. Yes, I think it I'm is. Good. All right.
All right. Lunch with Kelsey. I like the sounds of that, Melanie. I think we should keep that. Hello, everyone. Welcome from Minneapolis. Awesome. I'm up in Toronto. Norm is just a couple hours away from that. Okay. And I think that's about it.
If we have any questions or if you have any comments, throw them over to the right in the comments section and we'll try to make sure we get to them during the podcast. If we don't, we try to answer everything in our group. But at this time, why are you laughing?
Just Fatia's comment.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, my camera's still making me look like I got a
fine.
Big head.
It's okay.
But sit back, relax, grab that cup of coffee and enjoy the episode. Oh, this is a position of power. You do look up to me, don't you? All right, your unicorn Sasquatch shirt, I see. Oh, I have to get one of those, I guess. How are you, Shane?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
I got a haircut today, see?
Yeah.
It's a sharp one.
Yeah, me too. Did you notice?
I did, actually. It's more shiny than usual.
Yeah. That's just sweat. It is hot in this podcast booth today. My glasses are steaming up. It's not that I'm excited to talk to you, that they're just, it's hot in here. Woo. And you know what? I got to tell you, I even put on my hockey mask anti-fog and it's still steaming up. So anyways, we'll get through this.
Tony, hey, how you doing, Tony? Life's good here in Andorra. Thank you very much for asking.
Yes, you do live in Andorra, by the way. That's kind of cool. One of the only, I didn't even know Andorra existed before you moved there. Why don't you tell a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what we're going to talk about today?
Well, I'm Shane Oglow, so I co-own PR Reach with Norm. We do all kinds of interesting stuff over at PR Reach, from press releases to content to editorial recommendations to public relations and earned media. been an Amazon seller since around 2013. Lots of time spent there, training and coaching and having my own brands and all that usual stuff. And, you know, over at PRH now, I guess we're, I mean, we still help Amazon sellers do lots of stuff, manage rebates, all kinds of things we do there. I think, you know, we have a pretty broad scope, you know, e-com in general, because it's no secret. I think the last 5 years, we've probably both been talking a lot about it. You can't just stay on Amazon. It's a bit of a one-legged stool. And I think it's
right.
Become more so, you know, it's, we all have a love-hate relationship with Amazon. It's important to maximize it, but it's important to build your own list and have your own presence outside. So that's long story short, I think that's a big part of what we do.
Okay, very good. Have you noticed that there's been a larger emphasis on something, or like press releases, types of press releases, content, influencers? What's coming down the pipeline?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how a lot of these things are cyclical. You know, I think we, you've used press releases, for example, for years and years and years and years.
Yep.
And they go through cycles too, where they can be extremely effective in certain ways, and they die off in different ways, they come up in other ways. And I think the last spring, early summer, Google did an update, and Google treats press releases, I might as well just harp on that for a second, as its own separate piece of content. It doesn't treat it like a blog, it treats it like a press release. And it gives more authority to press releases than it used to. And, you know, there's been hacks over the years and ways you can use it. But it's always an interesting, useful tool. And same with influencers. You know, think back when we started. You know, I remember when I first started selling on Amazon, like 2013, memes were the hot thing. I was talking about memes. I wasn't even sure what a meme was. Like, what is a meme? You know, they're still around. They've evolved and changed. Influencers is another big one because, and everything online, every big thing evolves and changes. That's the nature of it. And, you know, you think back on those early days when there was a lot, and not that there's not now, there's a lot of sort of false accounts. People are just piling in these fake followers, and you would look on platforms like Thomason or somewhere like that, and you would say, oh, they've got, you know, a million followers, but you get almost no engagement. And you know the curtains will get pulled back on that type of stuff over time. Same like with fake reviews and all those other things on Amazon or whatever. And, you know, people really now realize the effectiveness of just dialing into a niche, an influencer who might only have a small reach of 800 people, but it's highly, highly effective. Versus paying big bucks for 8 million and getting a really watered down or disappointing results, especially compared to the cost. So everything's always in flux. And I think that what we try and do is roll with the punches, always test, see what's working. And there's always some clever folks out there who find new ways of, you know, spinning an old trick. So we see how press releases have evolved, how influencers have evolved, how managed rebates, like rebate things on Amazon. You can like name any topic practically. And I think that's very, very interesting. And we could have the exact same conversation in 5 years if we talk about something completely different, the way these things are being utilized.
Yeah, but you know, the one thing that really hasn't changed, people thought it changed, but it never changed, was PR, press releases. I've gone back way before my Amazon days, like 20 years, at least 20 years, maybe even longer. I've always used press releases, and press releases, they helped with that authority. We talk about on the podcast all the time, you have to have authority to gain trust, to gain sales. And press releases helped me do that. People ask me about my launch strategy or, you know, how I build up a brand. I tell them, you know, exactly what I do. And then they say, what's your launch strategy? Because press releases aren't sexy. I didn't create PR Reach. I was not the founder of PR Reach. I bought PR Reach because I wrote a lot of press releases and I thought it would be a great opportunity and a great resource to you know, work with and start to, you know, build the company. And which we did, we took it from a PR company to a communications company. So we've kind of branched out. But at the end of the day, there's only one reason. Like I don't spend money because I want to spend money. It's because a system works. There are a lot of people out there. Well, first of all, we should talk about a press release is not a press release. So you have your online press release, you have a social media press release, and then you have what I call more of the traditional press release. You want to get into that?
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because it can be very confusing for people when they go online.
Yeah, it can be free.
And they type, you type in press release, you can get them for free. Yeah. Or you can spend $2,000 on a press release. There's a whole range. And first of all, there's a warning. And if you're paying probably less than $100, and certainly for free, you just want to be careful, because a lot of times you're just going to be sent to a link farm, or it's not going to really, really do much. But yeah, there's different types of press releases. Online press releases are typically the area, online and social media press releases are typically the area we deal with it. But yeah, you've also got that. There's another thing that you kind of missed out there, which is very unknown, and it's what we do as part of our public relations and our media, and that's something called an organic press release. An organic press release is something I'd say most people have seen this. If Yahoo's famous for it, you'll go into Yahoo and you'll see XYZ company, is launching their new product or explode sales or is revolutionizing the business with this, that, the other thing. It's like, that's pretty sensational. That's not, because it's not a real press release. Now, Yahoo does have real press releases, and that's great. Obviously, Yahoo's a big authority site. That's an organic press release where it's kind of a blend of a press release and maybe just a touch of ad copy in there, but it's submitted organically. You have to go through their system, or you have to have a contact or whatever. And whether that's on Yahoo or, you know, WSBC, North Carolina, Fox, or whatever junk happens to be. Yeah.
Those are typically they're junk. They're just like, I see it a lot of the times when, you know, you'll be scrolling and you get suckered because it's either a sponsored ad of some sort, which has a sensationalized, title. But for the types of press releases that we're doing, you have to be newsworthy. There's a different way of writing. And this is something that's interesting, because when somebody's putting together a press release title, some people like to do it themselves. And you can usually tell, or you can tell when they hire a really bad writer, or if they hire a blog writer, you can tell that the blog writer might be very good at what they do, but they really suck at writing press releases, and you'll get no juice. There is, a specific way, of writing a newsworthy press release. It can't be sensationalized. It can't be promotional. One of the things you can do is you can talk about a promotion, but you have to do it in a certain way. So, one of the things that we should talk about, by the way, I've had people come up to me and say, I can do my own press releases. Absolutely. You can go and find your own, because there's the press release writing part of it, right? And then there's the distribution network. And you'll usually pay a higher price based on the different types of distribution, the different types of outlets that the company has to pay for. So you can go and you can just, monitor, help a reporter out, or you can go through other more sophisticated channels like Cision, for example. We have a subscription with Cision. It costs us, $10,000 a year to be part of that?
Yeah.
Not only Cision, but you also have a variety of other networks, and you have a variety of other trade magazines and periodicals and influencers and bloggers. This all adds up. You can absolutely, I know a guy that does it all himself, and he does an okay job at it, but that's what he's good at. The average person, I wouldn't recommend do that. I'd take the hit, spend the money on a half decent press release, and then, you can see the difference. Now, one of the things I've recently been talking about is a pre-launch. And a pre-launch to your product, I like using a higher-end press release. That press release, what does it go for? $700, $800, maybe higher? But it gets you the exposure that you need. And the reason I do that is because I want that authority. So anyways, I'm taking up a lot of the time here, but you know, if you want to just kind of expand on that, Shane, go ahead.
Yeah, I think too with the pre-launch, it's an interesting thing because I think we've both had occasions where the product was, maybe it was on its way to FBA or something in the case of Amazon, and it started to rank with a really good BSR just because of a press release where BSR, everybody thinks is a lagging indicator of sales and some other things. Interesting how that high authority external links coming into Amazon, Amazon's aware of it and they will often reward it. Now, that's not going to necessarily happen every time, but we've seen it. So we know that it counts for something. We know that it's effective just for, you know, Amazon purposes. But you know, I think when you're, a lot of people, I think you said at the beginning, press releases aren't sexy. They're not really all that sexy. To me, they are in some ways because I see their effect all the time. But for people who are listening, who are interested, who are kind of going, oh yeah, I'm press releases, oh, okay. They are high-end press releases or any company that has a high-end top-tier distribution. It can be a great short-term tool. It can get you instant SERP results. You're going to show up on Google for all kinds of terms, not necessarily your website or your direct Amazon URL or Walmart or wherever you're set, you know, wherever you're linking to, but you will get exposure page one for certain keywords through the distribution network, whether that's Yahoo or whoever happens to publish it. That's pretty powerful stuff, and that happens, boom, usually within 72 hours. But generally speaking, I know that I think you're in the same camp as me. One-off press releases, hey, you know, you got some big news announcement, sure, that's fine. But if you're talking about using press releases, they are an incredible long-term strategy. But most people, who, especially when it comes to the Amazon space, are so focused on short-term and tactics, they're not thinking 6 months, 1 year, two, 3 years down the road. And that's where press releases will really shine. Even the inexpensive, like our baseline press releases, they're not going to change your business overnight or in 1 month. Now, that's preposterous. But 6 months, 1 year, two, three, 4 years down the road, you will dominate keywords on Google. I can almost guarantee it. I mean, if you want to try and dominate for iPhone case, I mean, that's obviously a little bit different, but I'm talking, you know, sort of a general range of keywords. You will get a lot of love and you'll build a ton of authority. We all know that people, you know, when they're going to buy something off a website or off Amazon or wherever they happen to be, they often go and they'll Google the company name or the brand name, make sure they're legit. You're going to come up, you're going to see these press releases. Questions can also be used, we can talk about this later, to push blog content, to push social media, to do other things as well. And a lot of that result after 2 or 3 years of use of press releases isn't that you're going to have page one loaded with, you know, 13 press releases. You might have 1, 2, 3, or 4 on them. Great. You're also going to have images ranking. You might have blogs ranking, all kinds of other stuff that's tied in to the press releases that we've done over all those years. And we like to keep a fairly intelligent keyword strategy going forward. We're not just going willy-nilly every month doing something different. We kind of focus on some keyword sets until we get some results and we move on to other keyword sets. But press releases are for those long-term minded brand building people, building authority, building trust, and it will start to drive some traffic. That's not their primary purpose. But over time, yes, you will get some traffic from them because you'll be ranking on Google. How can it not get some traffic? But don't come into it thinking that it's going to, you know, change your business or drive a bunch of traffic overnight. That's not how they work. So I think that pound for pound, the money you spend, it's inexpensive to spend press releases for marketing. Pound for pound, over time, it's probably the best deal on the planet for marketing.
I have to agree with you. And by the way, not sure if you know this. It sounds like you're using the mic off of your headset.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you want to change that, but I just noticed that when it's rubbing against your collar or your Sasquatch or whatever it is.
Yeah, my Sasquatch. My Well,
it's not horrible. We can continue. I just didn't.
Okay. Hang on. I'm just gonna plug my big.
Okay. So, anyways, while you're doing that, one of the things I want to talk about is we do have a giveaway today. So we already know what the hashtag is going to be, Wheel of Kelsey. The giveaway, Shane, just let me know when you're up with your mic.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Oh, my gosh. I can actually hear you. That's much better.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so why don't you explain what the giveaway is going to be today?
We're giving away something? Nice. I think we decided that we're talking about press releases, so let's give away a press release. Plus, we'll write the darn thing for you, too. We'll give away a NewsBuzz press release written for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's approximately a $200 value. So if you want a press release. Now, one thing I've got to make crystal clear. We can do the research for you. We can write the press release for you. If you expect that you're going to get national exposure with and be number one with every bloody keyword and, you know, have tons of traffic coming in off of one press release, you are 100% wrong. So anyways, this is a great tool to start to build your exposure, especially if you're going to be launching a product soon, even just to talk about your brand. You don't have to worry about the content. You just have to give us the bullet points and we'll help bring out the content. And I can't say we because, complete transparency. I do own PR Reach with Shane. And the reason I own it is because press release works. You don't have to work with us. You can go to a ton of other places. You can go to Press Cable, EIN, E-Releases, Cision. You know, I want you just to try out a press release regardless of where you go. So Wheel of Kelsey, if you want to get entered, if you want to enter twice, just tag two people. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, Shane, we touched on it, and then we're going to get into the anatomy of a press release. But there's different plays here. There's a play to build authority over time. And then there's more of, you've got a product coming out. Let's try to get the stickiness of the keywords, you know, maybe with a rebate or with your search find by. But we found that over time, and I'm talking over time, I'm talking over a 1 month period, it worked great when you put out multiple press releases. Do you want to get into both strategies?
Yeah. So as part of our product launch strategy, and I think that we've done this for probably 5 years now, really, is the pre-launch is important, which you mentioned. So if you can have a slightly better or higher end press release at the front, 2, 3, 4 days before you expect it to go live, wonderful, kind of like priming the pump. And, you know, our launch strategies have changed over the years, just like everyone else's. You know, everybody used to focus on the 7 days or 10 days or whatever, you know, whatever tool they're using. Now we kind of have a more natural launch strategy where 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, just depending on how hard we're going at it. But the point is in that condensed time frame, when you're doing a launch, we hit it with multiple press releases. And I would say anywhere from 4 to 20. It really just depends. If you're hitting something hard, if you're spending a lot of bucks on promotion and driving external traffic and doing those things, I hit it a little bit harder. Or if you're going for tougher keywords, I hit it a little bit harder. We'll cluster them. You know, we'll do 2, 3, 4 in a week. And then we'll do some things on our side too, where we'll vary the number of links, the type of links. We try not to leave a pattern with it. I could say the same thing about launching. You know, we're always trying not to leave a pattern, but that really works well. So basically, if you're doing external ads, PPC, rebates, whatever you're doing, any of that keyword traffic, make sure that the keyword traffic you're doing coincides with the keywords in the press release, the URL, the title, for example. So it's all pulling in the same direction. There's no point in having completely different keywords in the press release. They're going two different directions. And what we've noticed over time is that it will assist that keyword velocity, and it will help those keywords stick a lot better. And remember when I said we've had times where we've done press releases prior to a product even being live or any sales, and the BSR going up, how's that even possible? We know that Amazon is looking at those external links and the authority of them. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we're doing with an Amazon launch, for example. And you could apply that to if you're on Walmart.com or other things as well. And then the other strategy is sort of that long-term strategy where you're just consistently putting out press releases month after month after month after month. So that's a great thing about a subscription is let you do one a month or two a month or four a month, whatever you're doing. Then the odd time you've got some big news coming out or a big change, you could always take out an extra press release or do a higher end press release for that particular, something that's more newsworthy. And the reason why is it's going to go up to, it's going to level up the distribution network. So for example, let's just say, Norm, you sign a deal with Spotify and, they're going to have you on and whatever. Well, that would be big news. And we want to put that out on a top tier distribution network. So we do use what we call our news dominator because we can target your niche with a press release like that. We can get it out in front of millions of journalists, editors, reporters, influencers, trade magazines, you name it, in that niche. Now, it's not a guarantee that Joe Rogan's going to see it and write about you or TechCrunch or BuzzFeed or whoever, whatever's appropriate, but it will come across their desk. And if it's relevant for them, it's newsworthy, there's a greater chance it will pick up some buzz and possibly go viral, get some other articles written on it, who knows. But it's going to have a lot greater impact than sort of those standard press releases, which are used for that long-term authority building and SERP ranking. If that makes sense.
So when you're talking SERP rank, what are you talking about for people that don't know what that is?
Yeah, search engine results. Okay. So basically Google, or any search engine. So if you sell silicone spatulas and you're constantly doing press releases on it, you someone goes into Google, they type in silicone spatula, you start showing up on page one with related articles or, the holy grail, what we're trying to do eventually. We've got enhanced products that take press releases to the next level, but the ultimate goal of those is to get you direct to Amazon or Walmart or Shopify, whatever URL, onto page one. And that's SERP results. Because I think it was last year that I last looked at it, but they're still saying about 35 to 40% of traffic coming into Amazon is coming from search engines. So it's still a huge traffic source.
Sure. So I believe it was one of the press releases and wasn't one of the other products you have, but George over at Clear Ads. Now that was through a press release that he got this crazy result, right?
He actually did two things with us. Okay. He started off with the press release, and then we moved him up to something which is called
Brand Builder. But it all started with the brand, with the press release. And that's the case study I want to talk about now because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anybody that's on Amazon and that's listening here, if you're listening to the first time, you're going to not believe what you hear. If you listen more than once, you know that we try to just state facts. If we don't know it, we won't tell you it. But last year, Shane contacted me and he said, "You won't believe what happened. Take it from there."
Well, I'm going to paraphrase the story because it's become like an urban legend now. And maybe I'm feeling like, but we've got a good friend over in the UK in London, George Marisa. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being, but he's got an Amazon DSP agency called Clear Ads. And, If anybody doesn't know much about Amazon DSP, you definitely want to check out what Clear Ads is doing. But basically, we started off doing some press releases for George, and then he moved to a kind of a heavier product called Brand Builder, which contains press releases as part of its tools. But we started doing this for George, and we were focusing on some keywords like Amazon DSP, advertising on Amazon, some different terms like those. And after 1 month, George was outranking Amazon for their own terms. So if you typed in Amazon DSP, George was showing up before Amazon was. So it got their attention. And you'd think that was a good thing, right?
Not their good attention either.
He got a phone call. Yeah. He got a phone call and they said, George, yeah, that's all great and dandy and you seem like you're doing a good job, but yeah, you're in violation of our terms of service. We're going to need all that pulled down. So he called me in a panic. He's like, oh my gosh, Shane, I had no idea that, you know, what I was doing was in violation, blah, blah, blah. So it took about 2 weeks. We got it all pulled down. Right near the end of that, he got another call saying, yeah, this is so-and-so from Amazon DSP. I want to talk to you about this, you know, these articles that you got out on the internet. He goes, yeah, they're almost all pulled down. I just talked to my PR guy and there's only one or two left. He goes, no, that's fine. Yeah, whatever. He goes, you know, you wouldn't have been in violation of your terms of service if you were a partner. So if you want to be a partner, just click the link below. And he was like, oh, like the heavens opened up. He's like, whoa, really? Then they asked him to partner with him with their R&D, to help with their R&D to develop new products. So he basically said, Shane, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll say whatever you want me to say. Just don't stop doing what you're doing. That was absolutely incredible. And it shows that, you know, whether you're selling a physical product, obviously George is selling a service. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You know, press releases can have a big impact. Now, these were the news dominator press releases. These right. were the top tier ones we have, but they can get incredible results. And in fact, just another quick note is we just put together a case study. We're working on about another half dozen more, but we had a great guy, a great client. We got him on by month two. Now, he was using Brand Builder, but again, the press releases are one of the driving components of it. By month two, we got two of his primary terms onto Google page one, direct to Amazon links in month two. I don't know. Doesn't get any better than that. So it just goes to show that press releases, while they can be a little boring and you can do those baseline press releases and it is truly a long-term play, we can have short-term impact results. And we have different press releases for different purposes. If you're doing an Amazon launch and you need a flood of them, the baseline ones would be good. Maybe have a higher end one at the beginning, maybe put one in the middle of your end at the end. If it's in your budget, great. But they do have an impact and they're just a wonderful marketing tool that hardly anybody uses for some strange reason.
Yeah. So I'd really like to ask, you know, anybody that's listening, you know, have they used press release? Have they used a press release strategy? Let us know what it is. Did it work for you? What type of results were you getting? One of the things that you know, people that we hear from, if there's a complaint, it's that, oh, I didn't get a ton of traffic. Well, one of the things that you have to understand with a press release, when you publish a press release, you're going to have it usually published on whatever the distributor's site is. So let's say it's PR Reach. We'll have it hosted on the site. You can go and you can see it. But then it's put through distribution networks and we lose it at that point. You don't know what the traffic is. You don't know what traffic is going over. And at the end of the day, this is where us as entrepreneurs, we have to leave our ego at the door. Nobody is going to go and look for these, you know, Norm the Norm. You know, on Sunday morning, they're not going to go and look and search for Norm the Norm products. That's not what a press release is for. A press release is for ongoing authority and building it up. So you can try, and especially with the smaller social media press releases, it does take a lot of time. The better ones, and like you were talking about, the Brand Builder style is where you amplify it a bit more. They work tremendously well. And I'm going to give you another example. So I was doing something with Kevin King, a presentation. Before the presentation, he wanted me to publish a press release and give him the examples, like give an example of ranking. So within 24 hours, I took a press release. I published it. This is a social media press release, which goes out to news agencies, content agencies, newspapers, radio stations. And so it has social signals. So it'll go out also to bloggers and influencers. Anyways, within 24 hours, we had 270-ish rankings on Google, 179 on page one, and 131 number one ranking. Now, the thing is, most of the keywords really sucked. They were terrible keyword phrases, but it started like there were some really good ones. Like I remember the one was Bully Stick Launch, Bully Stick Amazon. These are all number one spots. Then how long does a press release last? Well, it could last days or it could last years. The one that I showed, I typed in a phrase and I showed two pages. It went on. But for the first page, the company that we did this for was showed Chewy number one, Amazon number two, Amazon CA Canada, and then everything else on the page, including the images, were this the company. The second page, everything was there except for one, which was some other company. So it completely dominated two pages of Amazon or of Google. Now, the other thing I want to stress, and this is very important, really, really important. Amazon came out, I think it was last year, or sorry, Google came out last year and said the weight, the way that we're going to weight different types of content is different. Newsworthy content is going to be given our highest weight.
Yeah.
Knowledge and education-based material is still incredibly great, but newsworthy items are given a better weight on Google. So that, I mean, that was just great news for anybody who's selling and using press releases. So anyways, I just thought that was of interest. I want to give out, remind me, Kelsey, I want to give out the strategy that will just crush it for people if they use it properly at the end. But Shane, let's go through a bit of the anatomy of a press release. Let's talk about, probably the most important thing, the title. So can you tell our listeners, like, how do you put together a title?
Yeah, first of all, and there's some great resources out there too on you know, the structure of a press release. And it's very important to get it right. And I think you talked about it earlier too. I don't want to deviate, but you can get some fantastic writers, but they write terrible press releases because they're writing it like a blog or they're writing like ad copy. And that's just going to limit your distribution or get it not distributed at all. So it's important to write, you know, impartial, third person, that type of thing. But yes, you know, most of the power and weight of a press release is in its title. So you want to be short and snappy. You don't want to use a lot of fluff words. You know, what we do is let's say you're doing a press release a month with us, you know, and you're planning on doing it for years. Okay. Well, a lot like what we do with your keyword research for your products, you know, we call them silos, where you have your primary seed keyword at top and you've got a bunch of long tails underneath. We make sure we blend those in. So we're not always using the same, you know, same keyword phrase every single time all throughout. You know, it's not ever spammy, but you want to have that seed phrase in your title. It can be part of a long tail, no problem. And we just rotate it. We always just change it up and keep it fresh. But I think short and concise without the fluffy keywords. And if you think about this, going back to what you said earlier, the keyword ranking, a lot of people are like, well, hang on, how do you know the keyword ranking? Well, I think we're the only company that does this. So we devised a system where we wanted to figure out, okay, if we're doing these press releases, how do I know what impact they're having? We can't track them, as you said, because they go to this wide distribution network, so we can't put pixels in there. So let's at least track those keyword rankings, basically the SERP results. So we have a program that takes every combination of your title and sees where it's ranking on Google. That's what you're talking about earlier. So you published it, you had, you know, 270 something rankings on Google, 167 of them were number one. Some of those combinations didn't make a lot of sense, but some did. But the point is they all supported the seed keyword. And if you're tracking that, over time, that will have an effect. So yeah, that's what I can say about the title, short, snappy, and consider that keyword research, right? All those combinations, right? So if you've got a lot of, you know, fluff words in there, it's not going to help you out for the SERP side.
Right. So the position of the phrase should be towards the front.
Sure. Yeah.
And one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs make a mistake of is putting their brand in. Nobody knows you. You know, you can talk about your brand in the press release, but what you're doing is taking away the 70 characters that people can see before the dot, dot, dot. So, I mean, you could put it towards the end and you can have the dot, dot, dot. But if you have a short, concise title, it just looks better. And one of the things that we like to do is also try to put in a benefit or, you know, what is it going to achieve? So, for example, I use this quite a bit, but odorless, natural bully sticks or odorless, natural, grass-fed, you can put a cluster together of keywords. So odorless, natural bully sticks provide, or research shows, health benefits to elderly dogs, something along those lines, you know? And then what you can do with it is you can play around with the blog. And I'm going to talk about how you set that up a little bit later on. But you, if you just set up a very simple title, keyword in the front, no fluff, no promotional products, and either show research or a white paper or some sort of benefit feature, something that you can bring out that's a bit newsworthy, that would be, you know, that's what you're looking for. Now, if you are looking for, if you can't, like if you're sitting there going, oh, it's, I can only think of a launch or a website, you know, I've launched a website. Go to the site, prreach.com, and there is something there that gives you 108. Oh, I just remembered. Sorry about that. We'll add the link in here for 108 creative ideas, okay, for your topic. And this is a PDF that we put together to help create these creative juices. And again, I'm talking about PR Reach because I own PR Reach. I want to be completely transparent. Shane and I are co-owners of it, but there are tons of press release companies that you can go out there and work with. Now, let's go down. What's the anatomy? So you've got the title. What do you got to look at next?
Yeah. And one last thing I mentioned about the title is, and I should have said at the beginning, is that I kind of treat it like your Amazon title. If you can get away with not having your brand name, if you're new at the front, great. I know some Amazon will force you, but have the power keywords at the front. Yeah. Then you've got the little, the word escaped me, the intro, the
summary,
There it is. Yes. I'm a pro, right? It's a summary. Got the summary again. You know, it short and snappy, a couple of sentences is usually great, and it just summarizes. So if someone doesn't read the rest of the press release, they know exactly what it's about just by reading the summary, because that's what people like. If you've got people who are looking, reporters or journalists, influencers looking for ideas to write about, they're not going to read the whole darn thing. They're going to see a title that might be truncated, right, depending on how they're looking at it. So it's important to have those keywords at the front, and they might read the summary. So it's important to have that clear, concise, again, not a lot of fluff, obviously longer than the title, because you have a couple sentences, but you can summarize there. That's just a fantastic
thing. And what that does, that summary will go out on Twitter, and that's where most of your journalists and bloggers will see it, and they'll pick it up. So the summary is usually 160 characters that go out there, very short and concise. And then it goes into the body of the press release. What do we need in the body?
Well, you know, the body is where you can start to get creative too. And it's where we can have some links. So each press release, we can have up to three links. I don't think we very often put three links in. We like to mix it up. But one of the cool things about the body is, you know, remember when we said, hey, nothing promotional, nothing sensational. Well, this is where you can start to bend the rules a little bit, because you can do things as quote. So it can say, you know, Norm Farrar, CEO of the universe, says that this is the best product ever invented for dogs and, you know, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Because it's a quote, you can say that. Yeah. So you can get some of those terms in there, like best bully sticks or whatever you happen to be going for. It's a way to get a little bit of promotion tweaked in there. One thing I'll mention about links is links are important and powerful, but they're not as powerful as the title. Sometimes if you're doing a really large campaign, we'll have press releases go with no link at all. And they'll be effective. And again, we try not to leave a pattern, an obvious pattern with what we're doing. One, we want things to be newsworthy and relevant and educational and all those things that Google likes. But, you know, over the years, all of us online sellers have done all kinds of crazy things with URLs and super URLs and two steps and Pixify and you name it. Some still work, some don't. Some are useful for some situations and some others. In general, I'm going to say this. We don't monkey around too much with funky URLs in press releases. Just like we don't monkey with them too much in good pieces of content either. We tend to use a pretty boring URL, and it's appreciated more by Google. So that might just be the straight amazon.com/dp/asin, or it could be your canonical URL. Sometimes we'll do a hyperlink text. We mix it up, but we don't go crazy. We're not trying to manipulate keyword rankings with links in press releases.
That's not the purpose of a press release, really. Yeah. So it naturally will happen. You're ranking because you're getting all these links back from high authority sites will help. But the other thing is too, like you're not going, everybody asks, about what types of URLs, just your raw link would be fine. If you are going to be putting in, a link. Another style of link would be sort of a deep link, which would be, coming from, we use Pixify.me, and you could use their shortener there for your deep link. And all that does, when I mean deep link, it just opens up your mobile app, your Amazon mobile app automatically. So, that's important. I like the bonus that you put in there about the quotes. Now that's fantastic. It should be around 300 to 500. They don't have to be a novel. Probably one of the other more important things that will get people that, have a really great product. They want to have a press release. They paid us to write it for them. And then I've seen this happen a few times where they don't want to give us their contact info. So how the hell are we going to contact you? How are people going to contact you? So I don't want to use my real name. One of the best things that you can do is put your information. Now, the reason for this too is because Google's going to pick up, like, let's say you're using Google My Business or you're using some other directories. They're going to see that your address is linked to that press release, and it'll just verify that that's your address. But you're also going to give your email address. You're going to give everything you can, even a phone number, if you can. Just go to Hushtap, and get a dummy phone number. But it'll ring through. You can just have a generic voicemail, and then most press releases allow you to put your social links in there. Images, not your YouTube channel, but a link that you can embed from YouTube, either about the company or about the press release.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's really powerful. And you may as well load it with everything you got. And, PDFs, I think you mentioned that earlier, if you've got research or white papers or, you're doing bully sticks and you want to publish, if you've done something with your ingredients or certified organic or whatever you got going on, it's a great thing to add in there. The other thing too is, so you've got this press release and you've got all this information, you've got links going to your Amazon page or Shopify, wherever, you've got this powerful title, you've got quotes, you've got good keyword structure, you've got links to videos, you might have a PDF. It's just power packed full of information. And Google loves information. And, one of the things we'll do is part of a campaign. Let's say we're trying to, drive traffic over time and build authority for an Amazon product. That's wonderful. But if you also have social media or you're doing a regular blog, we'll we'll drive every single link to Amazon all the time with the same link, again, leaving kind of a pattern. We'll mix it up, send some links over to social. We'll send links to blogs. And what people will do and what you'll find over time, like when you go back to your bully stick example, and after, you know, 2-3 years of heavy or consistent press releases, you know, they own page one and page two of Google for certain terms. It wasn't press releases that were necessarily showing up on every single spot. Some were press releases, some were images, some were social, some were blog articles, some were other articles written by other people who saw the press release and rewrote it. So what you can do is, if you've got a really good blog article, drive links at that every second or third link or something, drive it over the blog, and that will help that blog rank. And that blog will end up being your authority and your traffic driver. And, you know, that blog can, I mean, conceivably stay there for years. Why not? And you can, of course, update your blog every 3 months or 6 months. Google will recrawl it, you know, update it. So you can keep it really, really relevant. So press releases have, it's a really multifaceted tool. And I know we got away from the structure of the press release. We can go back to it. But it's just important to know that it's not a one-trick pony, I think.
Right. So once again, if people are interested in getting a free press release, we're giving a giveaway today, and it's just hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. If you tag two people, you'll get entered twice. And please let us know about press releases, or let us know about questions that you might have. We'll get into it in 2 seconds. Here's the strategy I wanted to talk about, and it's complicated. We'll try to break it down and put it into the group as a quick summary, but something that we've discovered and something we've been using for quite some time is to have the best result with a press release. Nobody is doing this. It starts with content. So think of 7 ways bully sticks help elderly dogs health benefits, something along those lines, right? Some title, we come up with something. You get what I'm saying. So you come up with a title that is a blog title. It's not newsworthy. It's a blog title. You want to grab people's attention. Like, oh, these, you know, bully sticks provide healthy nutritional value for elderly dogs. You know, what are these real important reasons? You write your article. You make sure that the article is about 1500 words. That's step one. Then you go, and you can go to Fiverr for this. Okay. This is on a rare occasion. I recommend Fiverr, but you can go to Fiverr, get a video host, get a talking head, and get them to be your voiceover on a very inexpensive video. It could just be a talking head on some of the points, and you might have 4 or 5 different tables in there. You might take one table or a few paragraphs and you talk about it. You might rewrite the blog article slightly so it sounds better as a script, or nobody at all. You can you could just have somebody as a voiceover with just images going transitioning, dissolving, and so you add that YouTube video into the body of your content. So just keep it like that, okay? The YouTube video links over to the blog article. The blog article could link over to your Amazon listing. That's it. You publish it. Well, guess what you do next? You have a press release. What's the press release about? It's about the blog article, but now you just change the title, like I was talking about before. Natural bully sticks provide healthy benefits to elderly dogs. Okay, something along those lines. You write it. The raw link goes back, the URL goes back to your Amazon listing. Another link goes back to your content. And you can embed that YouTube video within the press release. So now that you have the two, it's kind of the circle of life. You've got all these authority links going over to Amazon. You've got your blog going to Amazon. And you've linked the press release to the blog article. So we found that to be very powerful. And at the end of the day, and if you want to see this, by the way, Shane and I, Jason Katzenbeck asked us to put together a course for amazing.com, and we did. It was a full course on how to use press release. press releases if you want to check it out. But anyways, what you can do after that is repurpose everything. You can put the press release on your site. You can put the blog on your site. You can take both of these. And this is really kind of cool. If you have Google My Business, you can upload the content into Google My Business as well, and that'll give you a lot of extra juice. And you can repurpose on, you know, every bloody Facebook or social media channel you can think of. So I know it is very kind of confusing, but, you know, I could break this out. Just do this, like all the action steps. And if you just follow that, man, that one press release can become very, very powerful.
Yeah, I think an important point to do, and sometimes where I see people making a mistake, is make sure the blog and the press release are related topics.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Google will be like, what the heck are you doing? But yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's very common for people to write, you know, listicles are a very common form of content nowadays, and that's a great thing. Then you bust out a newsworthy title. Wonderful, wonderful strategy. Yep.
Okay, Kels, I know we talked a lot about this. Are there questions?
Yeah, we have quite a few questions, if we're okay for time. We're at 1 o'clock right now. We've been on for about an hour. So
okay, we can go 15 minutes. How's that?
Are you good for 15 minutes, Shane?
Yes, yeah, I'm okay. If Norm would stop talking so much, we've been faster.
I know. All right. From Mark, when using a PR reach or any press release, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people doing that does not fully utilize the power of a press release? How can we get the most out of a PR?
Well, I would say the number one thing I normally see is when people write it themselves, it's not written as a press release. It's written as a blog or a sales copy. And that's just, it's just going to have limited distribution if it gets distributed at all. So it's important to understand the format. And it's not a hard thing to do. Once you write 5 or 6 or 7 press releases yourself, you practically be a pro at it. But it is a skill that you need to develop. In a way, it's kind of a nice skill to develop because you don't have to be this creative writer and fluffy. It's pretty boom, 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 boom. You just got to follow the format. I think that's an important thing to do. And again, that title, like we talked a lot about the title, making sure it's short, snappy, the heaviest keywords towards the front. If you don't have a big, well-known household brand, you don't need it in the title, you can have it in the body. I think that would be it.
Yeah, maybe I'd add, when you're looking at a press release company, now there's press release companies that write content, and then there's press release companies that distribute the content. So they're the syndicators. So you want to check and ask for their distribution report. Where are they distributing? Mm-hmm. And if they go to small town USA and there's thousands of them, run, because it'll probably be very cheap and you get what you pay for.
Okay. From Fatiha, for an Amazon launch, what's the best kind of PR to do? And if we're on a limited budget, what are the musts we must concentrate on when we purchase a service?
Well, I think for Amazon launches, as we mentioned, we'll typically do them in bunches to give some oomph to a launch. Now, if we're talking about, a post-launch, you can just be doing one a month or two a month, whatever you can afford. You don't need to go with the high-end press releases for that, we found. I mean, if it's in your budget, great, wonderful, you have more of an effect. But those are our standard news buzz press releases, which have great distribution. They're just not the top tier distribution. They will. That's what we use as part of our launches. You know, so we use them. So it's really going to depend on your budget. Where they must concentrate. Keywords. So make sure the press releases, let's say you're going to do 6 of them or 8 of them, whatever, during a launch. Make sure you're focusing on the same keyword sets in the press releases as you're focusing on for your other launch efforts.
And another tip that you focus on, especially Shane, is keywords that convert. Like, what are your, so you might have, you know, something that has a 5,000 search volume and it might convert 20 times. You've got another keyword that's 500 search volume that converts you know, 35 times. So it really does depend on, it really helps when you look at those types of keywords and lock those in.
Okay, next question is from Hasnat. Will press releases only work for products that stand out in one way or another? Value for money, additional features, packaging, etc. Is it futile to use these strategies, talking about external traffic in general as well, for a product that's part of the herd?
So in my mind, I think Norm mentioned this, is a lot of people, you know, focus on, oh, XYZ company launches a new product. Yes, that's a great press release topic. There are a million things you can talk about with press releases, and this is what we do day in and day out. And there's some great guides online, and I think we're going to provide you a link with 108 ideas. But that the press releases give you an opportunity to set your product apart, whether it's your brand voice, your messaging, you're working with charities. I mean, there's a million things you can talk about. You can talk about the ingredients. You can talk about health benefits. There's so much stuff. So even though you might think that your product is kind of in the herd and there's maybe nothing too special about it, there's ways to break down whatever you're doing and extract those little things, that, and each press release can focus on each one of those things. I love doing that day in and day out.
Okay, and yeah, I'll repost it again just to make sure everyone can see it. And from Simon, in the good old days, an agency threw out a release to a magazine. We all knew the press to lobby. In this brave new world with a zillion blogs and social, et cetera, how do we know where our audience lives?
Well, I'm not sure I completely understand, but you know, when you do a press release, you know, it's going out to our distribution network. It's not targeted whatsoever. Now, when you go to our higher end press releases, we're able to target in on your niche. So if you're selling an automotive product, you know, we're not going to be sending it out to, you know, health and beauty bloggers or influencers or reporters or journalists. So that is one way you can narrow things. Now, if you're talking about, hey, you want to focus in on this niche, you want to get into magazines, that type of thing, well, that's a separate service. That's PR, public relations, and earned media, or we're taking brands and we're just getting you plastered in the media month after month after month. And press releases are a component of that, but that's where we're talking about getting you onto radio, television, podcasts, gift guides, blah, 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 you know, the entire media spectrum. So I'm not sure if that's what you were referring to or not.
Yeah, I could add to that by, like, let's say if we were looking with or working with Harrow, we would have somebody monitoring for your niche and then applying and getting in touch with them.
Yeah.
About Harrow, I know Gideon asked in the group, do you have a video or an article that explains or shows how to write the best pitch for Harrow or a company like Harrow?
I don't. Do you have something like that?
You know, we did create something at one point, but that is an excellent topic, and I'm going to start doing videos every week on just different stuff. And that is actually on the list somewhere. Great. On how to write a good Harrow pitch. Yeah, Harrow's a really useful topic. The problem with Harrow is that it can be very time consuming. And for non-PR professionals, you can get the odd good placement, but don't expect constant flow of placements. It's just not going to happen. But you can get the odd good placement. And if you're on a really tight budget, why not? You know, try.
Okay, great. Another question from Fatiha. Can you measure, track the traffic you send to the Amazon listing with press releases?
No, we can't, because Norm touched on it earlier, is that it goes out to a wide distribution network. You might get published in, you know, 450 different outlets. That press release, the first place it's posted, which is on our site, we could track that. But that's not the primary. So that's not the point of doing a press release. The press release is to get out to all these different distribution points, and we have no way to track what's coming from their site to your Amazon listing or to anywhere for that matter.
Okay, great.
And that's why we started doing that keyword ranking. We run that program with everyone, so we can get some metrics, right? We want to measure some metrics, and that's when we can measure.
Okay.
Okay. Guten Tag asks, I don't know much about press releases. You write it and send it out, or is the $200 PR just the copywriting?
Yeah, so that's writing and distribution. Yeah, for a NewsBuzz press release, it's just under, you know, maybe it's $179 or something like that. You know, for a higher end press release like our News Dominator, I think it's $7.97 plus $79 to write it. But yeah, it includes distribution with us. Yeah.
Okay. From Simon, PR should be just one weapon in your marketing arsenal from day one. How many press releases does it take to make a brand and over what period?
That's impossible to say, but I would say do as many as you can for as long as you can. I mean, in my mind, even if it's not in a budget, well, just do one a month and just set it and forget it. Now, yeah. Obviously, you can't really forget it because you need the content every month. Even if you get us to write it, it'll give us an idea every single month and we'll write it. But it just goes. It just does its thing. And over time, it will have cumulative effect. The more you can do, the better.
Okay.
Just want to, just like we always talk about with brand, it's about being consistent. So if you can do it once a month or once a quarter, you know, it's up to you.
Okay, and we have one last question from Fatiha. Is the distribution service separate from the PR?
No. You know, when you see the prices on our site, that's a distribution, and then you can pay for us to write it separately if you want to. If you don't want to write it yourself, that's fine, or you want to outsource the writing somewhere, no problem. But I'd say about 90% of the press releases we do, we also write for our clients, but some people like to write their own, and that's fine.
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, if you do want to go out and hire a writer, do it yourself, you know, go for it. What'll end up happening, I think this is important to state, is that you will upload it and our editors take a look at everything and they'll either approve or reject it. And you'll end up getting a very generic message back, like something in the title or promotional language or, you know, something that will stop you from going out to the distribution network. And, you know, if people put up a press release, they might get rejected once, twice, three times, because we're protecting them from the distribution network that's just going to say nope and send it back. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's how we help, you know, protect if you're an independent writer, that's how we can protect you. And other than that,
yeah, that's it for questions. I think it's that time. Shane, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's time for the Wheel of Kelsey.
It's time for the Wheel of Kelsey.
That's what we do in our spare time, Shane.
That's right. Okay.
What the hell just happened?
It's everyone's favorite time of the podcast. We're going to spin the wheel one time today for the free PR. And here we go. 3, 2. Oh, give it a shuffle first. 3, 2, 1.
All right. I won't be able to see it. It's all a blur to me.
Okay, Michael Eastman.
All right, Michael. I think that's the first time you've won on the podcast, so that's fantastic.
Yes, that is correct. So I just got to remove my screen.
Kelsey, how do they claim the prize?
Okay, if you are today's winner, please send me an email at k@lunchwithnorm.com and I will connect you with PR Reach and Shane. And yep, or you can always message me too.
Now, one of the things that Shane and I talked about just before the podcast is something really cool. What can we do for the audience? And we wanted to give away a bonus. So tell everybody about the crazy bonus.
All right. This is ridiculous. It's silly. It's like I hit my head and decided to do it. But
you won't find this anywhere else, by the way.
Mm-mm. So we've talked about our NewsBuzz press release. $97 a month for one. You know, we can write it for an extra, you know, whatever, $79. But what we're going to do is we're going to offer for $299 a month, unlimited press releases.
That's crazy. So now, this group, Lunch with Norm, unlimited press releases, unlimited for $299.
So you might put us out of business. Just be aware, you know, we might be living under a bridge in a month or two. So whether you do one press release, 10, 20, you want to do 50 a month, you know, if you can do that, great, wonderful. Now, that does not, there's two stipulations. Number one, we're not writing them for you. You're writing them. If you want us to write it, no problem. We can do that for, you know, the regular charge.
For life, Jeffrey.
For life. As long as you keep that, if you discontinue and you want to start 6 months later, not going to work. You got to stick with it. The other thing is, if you're an agency or something, or you happen to have three separate brands, that's not going to fly either.
Nope.
It's per brand. So, you know, if you've got a foot cream and you've got something else, you'd have to buy separate packages for each of them. Yeah. Otherwise, you would put us in the poorhouse overnight. So $299 unlimited press releases, it's nuts.
Again, this is something especially for the group. We'll also have that in the Facebook group as well. So anyways, that's the no-brainer, Usman. You're absolutely right. It's very good. Hopefully we're giving you some value there. And, you know, we just want to thank you for being part of the community, and that's why we're doing it. So Shane, thank you. How do people get in touch with you?
You can email me, shane@prreach.com. There's two R's in there, prreach.com. That's great. Or you can always go to prreach.com and just hit the contact button. That's fine. I just want to say it was worth it being here just to experience the Wheel of Kelsey. I gotta admit.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, fantastic.
I just had a few questions.
Yep. Oh, okay.
About this, how do people actually get the $299? Is this something that they have to send an email and say that and mention the Lunch with Norm podcast? What email do they use?
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. Kind of, but I don't really want anybody to do it.
Can't really get it anywhere.
Well, you can message me directly, shane@prreach.com. Even if you contact us through the website, however you want to contact us, just mention, hey, saw your deal on the podcast for $299. And you're in, and we're good. Oh, I got screaming kids coming in the room. It's a good time.
All
right.
All right, Shane. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. Where is the little one? I see her down there. Oh. She's hiding. Okay. So thank you, Shane. Thank you, everybody, for being on the podcast. I do have one thing. If you have any favorite books that you're listening to, either audio or if you're reading, in the Facebook group, we'd really like it if you would just add that book or the audio to the Facebook or the list that we've put together. I think it's very valuable. People are asking for suggestions, and we've started to put together a long list of books, business books, even fiction books. If you find something really cool that you're reading, just add it to the list. Now,
and I think that's really cool. Maybe we can even do a contest where, hey, we'll give you guys your option for 5 books on the list and make that a little giveaway or something.
Yeah, that's cool.
At some point. So, yeah, we got a great list. It's like over, I think we got 15 to 20 books on there, all from different experts and the Beard Nation itself.
Yeah. So next, is it?
Leo.
Leo is on Monday. My notes say Friday, Kelsey. But anyways, you get what you pay for. So exactly. Anyways, on Monday, we have a good friend of mine, Leo Scuvio. He was over at Viral Launch. He was the director of innovation. This guy's a smart guy. He went on one of my live events, and he blew me away with just his knowledge on SEO. We primarily talked about SEO, but we're going to be talking about chatbots, Amazon marketing, and a blend of SEO. You don't want to miss it. Leo is just an incredible wealth of knowledge. And on that note,
I just want to throw in another thing. On Wednesday, actually, we have a really cool episode. It's with Simon. He's one of the Beard Nation He's been on the Fan Appreciation Nation episode that we did a couple of months ago, but we're going to be doing like a case study. So Simon's been working on a brand and he's been utilizing the people through the Lunch with Norm podcast. And cool. We're going to see like how his success is, if there's been any success using the people that have been on the show, the strategies, the tactics. So I think it's going to be really cool.
Cool. Fingers crossed. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. So I'm hoping, Simon, that it worked in your favor. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining today. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Eastern Standard Time at noon. Hey, I say it all the time, but we can't tell you how much we appreciate you being part of the community. Just love having everybody, having the engagement. And everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. Lunch with the 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 lunch